Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, welcome to the Bigger Picture. Well, markets are enjoying a shot in the arm after the FDA gave a full approval for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. That's lifting stocks, especially the reopening names. So what are the other market catalysts on the horizon? Let's check in with Gary Dugan. He is the CEO of the Global CIO Office. Morning, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, Gary, let's get your thoughts first on what's happened on the vaccination front. You've got the full approval for Pfizer-BioNTech by the FDA. Previously, it was labeled for emergency use. How much does this do for helping the U.S. economy get back on track?
I think it probably just gives another boost to confidence about the use of vaccines. Clearly, there was a very good vaccination rate in the United States for a long while, and then it tapered off. And it just needs a little bit of good news, which comes from this approval from the FDA.
Now, of course, this is in the lead up to the Jackson Hole Symposium, the main event this week for many market watchers. What are you expecting? Are we looking out for anything that might move markets there?
No, I think everyone's focused on just the Fed rather than other central bankers at that meeting, because the Fed were in a bit of kind of a mess last week when in the beginning of the week, the release of minutes of a previous meeting suggested they were getting a bit more hawkish. Therefore, they might taper earlier than expected. And then by the end of the week, they were walking that back. So I think we'll get yet another statement. But I think it will largely be to calm the markets.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a back and forth. We've got a few Fed officials come out to say, hey, we might be ready to taper this year. And it's so far been rather, I guess, patchy in terms of communication. What's your reading of the economy, though? Are you getting enough encouraging signs that inflation is indeed picking up and it might actually be here to stay? What's your reading of where things are?
I think the economy is not plain sailing. We'll have our ups and downs. At the moment, we're having a bit of a down because the economic data has largely come in below expectations in recent weeks. But that doesn't mean the U.S. economy is cratering. Far from it. We think there's a good solid rock of growth for the balance of the year, which will, I think, engender more inflation than the market's expecting. And I think that'll be the next challenge for the markets, where then inflation just persists longer than many people have forecast.
Okay. And of course, China is part of the equation when it comes to the global growth outlook. What's your take on what's happening there, where you have now the Delta variant posing a bit of concern?
It has. And again, day-to-day news seems to be getting a little bit better at the margin. But I think, you know, people are looking at China. It's a very large part of the emerging market index that people invest, institutional investors follow. But they have been concerned by recent policy shifts. I'm probably just going to stand on the sidelines. I'm not sure that Chinese equities rebound significantly from the weakness we've seen recently.
Yeah, well, Gary, talking about sitting on the sidelines, what's your approach towards investing in Chinese markets now with your exposure? What's your recent positioning like? Are you cutting exposure there?
We have cut back our exposure. I mean, we're definitely not writing it off because it's such a large economy with good growth ahead of it. But we just need to be a little bit more certain that we're not taking risks by investing in certain sectors, as clearly the government at the moment is in the process of shifting policies on a number of fronts. But we still believe you can make money out of China, but it's just being very careful at this stage.
Right, right. We've seen a few people brave enough to buy on the dips. What would it take for you to go back into China in a bigger fashion? What would be the indicators you'd be watching?
To be honest, it's going to be a passage of time. So, you know, I think there's a policy statement that's come from the Chinese government, and we now need to see the detail. You know, when you say that you can't make extraordinary profits, what's the definition of that? So if we have better definition around some of the policies, we'll be more comfortable investing.
All right, a bit of clarity from China to look out for. We're chatting Gary Dugan. He is the CEO of the Global CIO Office. Now, Gary, turning our attention to other emerging markets, is that a place to be parking your money right now?
I think so. You know, when you have very loose monetary conditions where you have a dollar that's not appreciating massively, which often causes a challenge, and when you've got relatively good global growth, and I don't think we're, you know, really humming yet. Clearly, there's still lockdowns around the world, but, you know, we're on a path to good growth in 2022. And I think the emerging markets, which have been a perennial underperformer against the bigger countries like the United States and more recently Europe, they've got some catching up to do. And I think places like Russia and Brazil, which are big commodity plays, out here in Asia, we've clearly due a rebound, particularly in the ASEAN markets. It may be a bit early, but I think on a 12-month view, you could be making some good returns.
Yeah, so that's the view on the markets. What if you dive into the sectors? What's your strategy there? We've heard a bit about NFTs. Is that something you're looking at more closely these days?
a little bit. But to be honest, we're going to go back to something more boring and say that actually the only way you play a big cyclical recovery in this part of the world is certainly through the bank sector, which dominate many of the indices.
Okay, banks, something to look at. A bit more traditional. So looking at the, I guess, quarters to come, what are you watching out for in terms of potential movements in the markets? One of the big stories has been the strength of the US dollar, and that's been up year to date over 3%. Is it likely to continue the momentum from here?
I'm not so sure. I think maybe we hear by the end of this week that the Federal Reserve is not so excited or motivated to tightening policy. And by tightening policy, that normally makes the dollar attractive. I don't think they're going to push as hard as perhaps the markets feared. So, you know, we've seen the dollar in some months fall as much as 2%. So the strength that we've seen year to date could quite easily be unwound in a short order of time.
Yeah, and that has a play on commodities as well. What's your outlook there with what's in the backdrop?
No, we are very positive on commodities. I was surprised with the sell-off that we had of oil. And, of course, it rebounded all of the weakness we've seen recently, virtually within 24 hours. That shows there's a good underlying demand growth still for commodities. In a world that's rebounding, in a world that's going green, the consumption of commodities, particularly metals, will be quite profound growth rates. And we see still significant upside on commodity prices.
Okay, so it looks like the recovery story is still intact for now. I've been chatting with Gary Dugan. He is the CEO of the Global CIO Office. Gary, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.